out in California, they've just passed and signed a law that will allow college athletes to be able to earn endorsement money starting in 2023. And here in Illinois, there is a similar push, and it's led by Illinois State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch, and he joins us on the line. He's from the 7th District. Representative Welch, how are you doing today?
John, I'm good. Good. I'm glad to be out of that cold and rainy weather.
Yeah, I think we all are. Hey, before we go into the story, I got to say, the 7th District I know pretty well. I'm from Downers Grove originally, which is west of the 7th. But I spend a lot of time in the 7th on my Eisenhower Expressway, just plowing on through that traffic. You're right there where it gets heavy.
Well, you know, we're famous for the Hillside Strangler.
Yes, yes.
So you've definitely spent some time in the 7th District.
Yes, I think everyone out there has. Get off on one of the exits. Visit some of your fine establishments. Hey, Chris, let's talk. Is it okay if I call you Chris? You go by Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about this because, first and foremost, I just am saying I'm in huge favor of this. I love the idea of paying college athletes. I think that NCAA officials, coaches, everyone makes a ton of money. It's about time the athletes should, too. Obviously, you feel the same way. Our listeners may not. 312-981-7200. Join this conversation. But, Chris, walk us through this bill, how it would work, and who's exactly going to get paid, potentially.
Well, it's identical, John, to the California bill that you talked about when you opened up this segment. I did that intentionally because that bill was signed into law by Governor Newsom on Monday of this week in California. And so it's now the law in California. And we know that the NCAA will probably test that bill. And so, you know, that court challenge could have implications on what we do here because it is exactly the same language. And basically what we're saying here is that this is about fairness and equity. This is about allowing student athletes to profit off their own name, their own likenesses, and their own images. The colleges and universities and coaches have been making millions off of these kids for years, and the NCAA has been making billions. We're talking about just doing something that's the right thing to do and letting them profit off their own names, their own likenesses and identities. And the examples I've been given is everyone remembers the great Final Four run by the Loyola Ramblers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in downtown Chicago. You saw those kids' likenesses everywhere.
Yeah.
The university did quite well. Coach Porter Moser did quite well. He got a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal. But the kids didn't get anything.
I was playing PlayStation and playing NCAA football, and you can't tell me that they weren't replicating the exact same name and look of players, even though they just had the number on the back. You knew who they were, and we knew who they were, and that's wrong.
Absolutely. And now you're talking about Ed O'Bannon and the guy who started all of this, John. You know, he sued the NCAA and he won. And the EEA Sports was very much a part of that. And using these folks as likenesses, it's pretty clear who they are. You're just not sometimes using their names, but everything is a match. And they're making millions off of these games and using these players. But the only people not making the money, the student athletes.
Mm-hmm. And so we should make a clear distinction. You're not suggesting that athletes get paid necessarily like a wage for the hours that they put in, regardless of the sport. You're talking about deals specific to them in the form of endorsements.
That is a great question, John, and that is absolutely an important distinction to make. We are not talking about salaries. That's an entirely different bill. That's an entirely different debate. We're talking about allowing these student athletes to sign endorsement deals, hire an agent, sign endorsement deals that they can profit off their own likeness, name, and image. And the bill is very tightly written, and I think it was artfully crafted in California because it doesn't cost a university a dime. It doesn't cost the NCAA anything. It just allows them to profit off their own name, likeness, and image. And the law even says if a deal contradicts a contract or goes against a contract with the college or university, that contract would be void. And the example I've been given there is Northwestern, my alma mater, has a contract with Under Armour. A player can't then go out and get an endorsement deal with Nike.
Mm.
And so the law would contemplate those types of scenarios. And so we believe that everything that the opponents could possibly bring up has been addressed in this very tightly written legislation.
Someone has already texted in. I imagine other people have the same thing. It's a valid thought. The idea being that the scholarships, some of them, obviously with the cost of college going through the roof, 4 years, that's a lot of money. Isn't that enough?
Well, that confuses the issue. And that's why I think it was important that you draw the distinction. When you hear people saying, is the scholarship and tuition enough? That goes to the whole salary argument. That has nothing to do with this particular issue. This is a very tight issue. It's the universities are profiting off of your name, your image, your photo, your likeness. And we're saying, why can't the individual student profit off of that? You know, I'll give you a perfect example. Louisville University, a couple years ago, a study was done. They made $45 billion a year in endorsement deals off a student athlete. And of that $45 million, $400,000 went to the basketball players in scholarships. The coach, Rick Pitino at the time, was making $8 million. Mm. His assistant coaches were all making six-figure salaries. The athletic director was making $1 million plus. And the point we're making by using that example is that's what's going on in all of these big colleges and universities. The coaches and the administrators are making the money off of these student athletes, but the student athletes are making nothing.
For our, I was going to say, for our college sports lovers, and we got a lot of them here in Chicago, a lot of listeners as well, who value keeping these teams, and, you know, they love their team. It's all about the school name, not necessarily the player's name on the back, which, you know, you could debate back and forth. I think most of these players still have team mentality in mind, while, of course, taking care of their individual futures, too. I think that a byproduct of this, perhaps, correct me if I'm wrong, but by allowing star athletes or athletes, other athletes too, that are able to get these endorsement deals, whether they're local, national, whatever the case, some of them might stay in college later. Some of the reasons they go so early to the pros is because it's time to earn that money when they can, and who can blame them? If you love college sports, this might enhance the product.
John, I wish I can take you with me to Springfield to help me argue this bill, because that's exactly one of the points I've been making. You know, a lot of these kids leave school early because they want to jump for the money. You will actually lengthen a student's length of time in college. They may actually complete their degree because they know that they can legally, without jeopardizing their eligibility, make money out of their own endorsement deals. But look at Zion Williams out of Duke. I mean, of course, he's a talent that's unbelievable, but he jumped for the money. He probably would still be in school if this was the law of the land.
I'm asking you to do this. You don't have to if you don't want to. And I'm trying to do the same thing because I'm on your side and I'm blatant in that. And someone please join the conversation. We're getting a lot of texts. Call on in 312-981-7200 if you disagree. I just can't put myself in the mindset of someone who's against this. And why they care? I don't get. Have you heard objections that you have? You know, you deem as, you know, that makes sense, or are you with me that I just don't know why people care if people make money?
The NCAA has come out in opposition to this. Of course, their argument is the same as it was in California, and that's that it blurs the line between amateur and professional. And I say the NCAA blurred that line a long time ago when they turned it into a multi-billion dollar industry. You know, they have TV contracts that these colleges and universities rake in millions off of every year. The coaches make millions every year. And they do that because they put those student athletes on the court or on the football field, on the baseball diamond, and they make money off of them. Everyone's profiting off of these athletes, except the athletes themselves.
And I don't know if you've watched a football game lately. It's not the most safe sport out there. You're risking life and limb in the other sports, too. They're risking future earnings by being out there and playing for free.
Well, go back to Louisville. Let's look and see what happened last year in the tournament, where the kid got hurt, superstar athlete got hurt, such a bad injury. He didn't even return with a scholarship this year.
Right.
They're done with him. And if this was the law, you know, he probably could have at least brought some revenue in and put some money in the bank through endorsement deals. But now he's lucky if he can finish college.
part of the reason I imagine why you designed this in the exact same as the California bill, and you kind of touched on this, is that this California bill is going to get challenged. Who knows how it's going to ride through the courts? And I imagine you wrote it the same so that if this eventually does survive court challenges, by producing the exact same bill, you're mitigating the risk of this going through another court challenge by being a separate, different law.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Very strategic in what we did here. I mean, it's identical, including the effective date, with the intention to allow time for a legal challenge. And, you know, that's the hope. With California now being the law there, they can run this thing in the court any day.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I think the NCAA is going to fold and recognize that this is the right thing to do. Congress has even taken this issue up. Representative Mark Walker out of North Carolina filed a similar bill that is being debated in Congress right now. And so this could be the law in all 50 states by the end of the year if this thing makes it out of Congress. And the reason that that's happening is because it's the right thing to do. And people all across this country are saying it's the right thing to do. And let these kids cash in on their own names, likenesses, and identity.
Representative Welch, I didn't ask you beforehand, so feel free to say no, and I can tackle it after the commercial break. We do have a phone call about an interesting question. Do you mind if I take it and maybe you could provide an answer? Totally free to say no if you don't want to.
I love radio. Let's do it.
All right, just making sure. All right, Tim. Tim's not in the 7th. You're out in Naperville, a little west of Representative Welch. Tim, you've got a point you want to bring up.
Hey, you know, the paying the athletes extra money kind of leaves a weird taste in my mouth, considering that their education is paid for. What about, like, the 401k trust fund or, like, a health savings account that can accrue over time so when these guys retire and they might have injuries and all that, it can make some money for them later on in life?
So, Chris, Representative Welch, the idea of maybe not giving the cash money for the endorsements, but setting it up, I don't know if that's more complicated and if maybe we shouldn't tell people how to spend their own money. Your thoughts on that one?
First, I want to continue to draw the distinction. The universities aren't giving these students anything. These are people who are being reached out to by companies and offering them endorsement deals based on their success, their names, their likenesses, and their identities. The universities aren't giving them anything. So to compare this to scholarships, that's just incorrect, and we have to correct that every time.
Well, the college is giving them free education, but they're not giving them extra cash, is what you're suggesting.
They're not paying for visits back home and regular everyday living that college students go through. I know several athletes because I was a college athlete at Northwestern back in the day, and there's several broke athletes out there just struggling to make it. Yeah, tuition's paid for, but there's other things that kids like to do when they're
in
college.
And also, you're traveling and you're practicing all the time. You can't have another job. Tim, it's an interesting point. I guess my question, I agree. I think it took me a little while to get to the point I am now because I think that for so long there's been this severe distinction between amateur and professional. And yeah, maybe it does leave an interesting taste in your mouth. Although, Tim, I got to say, it's a good idea. I feel like we should teach every young person, whether they're an athlete or not, to put it all in a 401k, Tim.
Yeah, I think it's good for the country, it's good for business, it's good for them, but I do feel like, these guys are young, and what are they going to do? If they start getting big dollars while they're in college, some of these guys, when they get that kind of money, they ruin their lives.
Yeah,
and they might not make it to the pros, and they could have all kinds of other problems. They're still kids.
Yeah.
They're still 19,
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I think that argument applies to a lot of the actual pro athletes.
And
let's not ignore the fact that we need to teach these students how to manage their money, period. And that's whether they're student athletes collecting revenue from endorsement deals or these pro athletes who jump into college and 5 years after they leave the pro game, they're broke. That's a whole other issue.
Yeah, Tim,
we have to teach them how to manage their money.
Tim, we appreciate the phone call. Thanks for chiming in. 312-981-7200. Thanks, Tim. 312-981-7200 if you've gotten any other thoughts on this one. Yeah, I got to say, I love the idea of helping people, young people of any skill, ability through athletics to help them learn how to save. Because on my first day of college, I signed up for a credit card to get a T-shirt. So, and I didn't play any sports. I wasn't going to be able to cover that. Representative Welch, it's a fascinating discussion. Where do you go from here? Because this one doesn't take an effect in the law till California till 2023. Where are we at in the session? Are you still just building support for co-sponsors? What do you think of the timing of this?
So I think we need to move at warp speed, John. California is now the law in California. And if I'm a coach in California, that is an amazing recruiting tool. I think we need to level the playing field, get our coaches here in Illinois, and get these Big Ten coaches here in Illinois and all these big conferences on the same playing field. Because if I'm a coach in California, I'm using it as a recruiting tool. And when I was at Northwestern, I got to tell you, we had a lot of people on my team who were from California. But if we don't have that as an option, that's a problem. So I'm pushing hard, hoping that we can get this thing called in veto session at the end of this month. So, yes, I'm spending these few weeks here trying to build support. Every day we're gaining more co-sponsors. I'm happy to see newspapers coming out in strong support for this initiative. Guys like you, John, getting out here and having this discussion is important because it helps us get to where we want to go at the end of the month.
Well, you don't say it, but I say they should get paid for their time, too, and every athlete, whether you play badminton or basketball. But that's just me. We'll focus on the first issue first. And Representative Welch, thanks for your time. And I got to say, I hadn't even thought about the recruiting aspect of things.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Big. California's got a big head start right now, but we can catch up.
Well, forget your Wildcats, or our Wildcats here on WGN. I wish them success. But, man, if we can get Illinois 4 wins, I'd be happy about that. Representative Welch, thanks for joining me here today.
My pleasure, John. You guys have a great evening.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got some callers in. 312-981-7200. Should college athletes in Illinois, across the country, whatever you want to do, be able to earn money for endorsement deals specific to them, meaning their likeness, their name, the success that they've had? Or you can go further and wonder and weigh in on the other thing, too. Coming up on Extension 720.